Ngiyanibingelela bazalwane, ngegama elihle lomfeli nomsindisi wethu nenkosi yethu uJesu Kristu. Kwinhlanhla kimi ndingwazi ukukhuluma nani namhlanje, kakhulu ukuthi ngikhulume ngendaba yevangeli noma ngizwela ngincinyane ngingenawo amandla ukuthi ngikhulume. Kodwa ngiyamethemba uNkulunkulu ukuthi uzongisiza kakhulu ngoba sinakho sinezwi likaNkulunkulu elisichazelelayo. Ngizocela ukuthi singakakhulumi ukuthi sivale amehlo. Baba wethu usezulwini, siyabonga kakhulu ngezwi lakho. Siyabonga Nkosi nangomoya wakho ongcwele, usithembisile ukuthi uzosithumela umoya wakho ozosiholela eqinisweni lonke. Nkosi, ngiyacela ukuthi usize, sicela nami ungisize ukuthi ngikhulume lokho okusenhlizweni yakho. Sicela lokho ngenxa yegama lakho. Amen. Manje-ke bengicela ukuthi sibukisisa incwadi kwabaseRoma, incwadi yompostoli uPawuli kwabaseRoma. Isi hloko sale ncwadi noma uma sifunda le ncwadi siyabona ukuthi inhloso kaPawuli beku ukuthi achaze ivangeli lenkosi yethu Jesu Kristu kubantu baseRoma. Kusho ukuthi ke abafundi beBhayibheli bayasho ukuthi yebo-ke noma uPawulu bethinta ivangeli ezincwadini zakhe eziningi, njalo uyacishe athinte indaba yevangeli ayichaze ngamafushane. Kodwa le ncwadi-ke kwabaseRoma iningi yayo noma cishe yonke ubechaza indaba yevangeli enkosi yethu Jesu Kristu. Kusho ukuthi uma sifisa ukuyiqonda ivangeli lenkosi yethu Jesu Kristu, incwadi kwabaseRoma kuyincwadi elihle lokuthi silifunde ngoba iyasichazela. Manje-ke ngizocela ukuthi silibukisise-ke uma sifunda nje isihloko la kwabaseRoma 1:8 sithi, isifiso sikaPawulu ukushumayela ivangeli eRoma. Nakho-ke isifiso sakhe ukuthi afike azoshumayela ivangeli eRoma. Bese-ke uma sifunda verse 16 uthi, ngokuba anginamahloni ngevangeli, ngokuba lingamandla kaNkulunkulu kube insindiso kulowo nalowo okholwayo, kumJuda kuqala nakumGriki, ngokuba ukulunga kukaNkulunkulu kwambulwa kulo kuvela ekukholelweni kuyisa ekukholweni, njengokulotshiweyo ukuthi olungileyo uza kuphila ngokukholwa. Kholwa uthi akanamahloni ngevangeli ngokuba lingamandla kaNkulunkulu kube insindiso kulowo nalowo okholwayo, kumJuda kuqala nangumGriki, ngokuba ukulunga kukaNkulunkulu kwambulwa kulo kuvela ekukholweni kuyisa ekukholweni, njengokulotshiweyo ukuthi olungileyo uza kuphila ngokukholwa. Uthi anginamahloni ngevangeli kokuba lingamandla kaNkulunkulu kube insindiso. Bazalwane, uma sifunda ke sizoqhubeka sifunda futhi sizobona ukuthi akukho okunye okungamsindisa umuntu. Imsebenzi yomuntu keke, umthetho wahluleka, okodwa kuphela okungamsindisa umuntu ivangeli lenkosi yethu Jesu Kristu, futhi luyinsindiso kulowo nalo okholwayo. Ivangeli lisebenza ngokukholwa, liyafezeka empilweni yomuntu uma eselikholwa, ngokuba ukulunga kukaNkulunkulu kwambulwa kulo kuvela ekukholweni kuyisa ekukholweni ngokuba ngevangeli kuyabonakaliswa ukulunga lukaNkulunkulu. Ukulunga lukaNkulunkulu bazalwane okokuqala ukuthi uNkulunkulu nguNkulunkulu olungileyo futhi isono kufanele ukuthi alihlulele. Kufanele ukuthi abe nolaka ngesono. Manje ke ivangeli liyabonakalisa ke ukuthi uNkulunkulu waba nolaka olungakanani ngesono. Ngoba ngesikhathi iNkosi uJesu esethatha izono zethu, ulaka lukaNkulunkulu wehlela phezu kwakhe. iNkosi uJesu, indodana kaNkulunkulu, enguNkulunkulu waba inyama, washiwa kuNkulunkulu, washaywa kuNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu wamsithezela ubuso bakhe, waze wamemeza wathi, Baba wami, Nkulunkulu wami, Nkulunkulu wami, ungishiyeleni na? Ulaka lukaNkulunkulu okulungileyo kwaba phezu kwendodana yakhe ezelwe yodwa, ngoba use thathe izono zethu, bazalwane, izono zethu. Angazi ke ukuthi usuwabona nje ukuthi izono zakho zimbi kangakanani, bazalwane, sesabona nje ukuthi izono zethu esiwathanda kangaka, esiwafihlayo, esibambelela kuzona, bazalwane, bazalwane, ukuthi zamlimaza kangakanani indodana kaNkulunkulu, ukuthi zingcolile kangakanani, zifanele ulaka lukaNkulunkulu. Ivangeli ke liyasivezela ukuthi ukulunga lukaNkulunkulu ukuthi kungakanani, ukuthi kwahlulela kwakhe phezu kwesono ukuthi singakanani. Kusho ukuthi ukulunga, ivangeli lisivezela ukulunga kukaNkulunkulu ngamanye amazwi ubungcwele bakhe. Kanti okwesibili ke luyasivezela umusa nothando lwakhe ukuthi yena wasithanda kangakanani simubi, waze wasifela, wafela izono zethu, wafela endaweni yethu ukuze sithole ukusindiswa. Manje ke bazalwane, ivangeli ke lisebenza ngokukholwa, kuvela ekukholweni, kuyisa ekukholweni, njengokuba kulotshiwe ukuthi olungileyo uza kuphila ngokukholwa. Kusho ukuthi ke kule ncwadi ke siyachazelwa ke lokho esikufundile la kuverse 16-17, indaba yevangeli eliveza ukulunga kukaNkulunkulu futhi elisivezela ukuthi ukusindiswa kuyatholakala ngokukholwa enkosini uJesu, ngokukholwa ivangeli. Bese ke uma siqhubeka ke kuverse 18, ngokuba intukuthelo kaNkulunkulu yambulwa ivela ezulwini phezu kwakho konke ukungamesabi uNkulunkulu nokungalungi kwabantu abathiye iqiniso kokungalungi, ngokuba lokho okwazekayo kuNkulunkulu kusobala phakathi kwabo, ngokuba uNkulunkulu ukubonakalisile kubo, ngokuba okungabonwayo kwakhe ukuthi kuthi amandla akhe aphakade nobuNkulunkulu bakhe kubonakala kwasekudalweni kwezwe, ngokuba kuqondakala ngezenzo zakhe ukuze bangabi nakuzilandulela. Uyasitshela ke ukuthi intukuthelo kaNkulunkulu yambulwa ivele ezulwini phezu kwakho konke ukungamesabi uNkulunkulu nokungalungi kwabantu abathiye iqiniso kokungalungi, futhi bengenakho ukuzilandulela, ngoba kusobala ukuthi uNkulunkulu khona okudaliweyo, isibhakabhaka, imithi, izilwane, ubuhle bemdalo yakhe kuyasivezela ukuthi uNkulunkulu khona. Ngisho isimanga sokudala umuntu, sesidalo somuntu esidala ngobucwepheshe okukhulu, amehlo, amadlebe, Cabangani nje wasidala ukuthi sikwazi ukucula, sikwazi ukumdumisa. Sidumisa futhi abanye bacula i-soprano, abanye bacula i-bass. Cabanga nje ukuthi wasidala ngendlela isimanga esingakanani ukuthi sikwazi ukumdumisa. Kusho ukuthi ngeke sibe nakho ukusilandulela. Kodwa izwi liyasho ke kuverse 21 ngokuba kuthe bemazi uNkulunkulu kabamdumisanga kabambonganga njengoNkulunkulu kodwa balutheka ekuzindleni kwabo inhliziyo yabo engaqondiyo yaba mnyama bazisho ukuthi bahlakaniphile baba izihula ukuba ukuthi nenkazimulo kaNkulunkulu engabupiyo bayiguqula ifana nemfanekiso umuntu obhubhayo wezinyoni nowezilwane ezizenziwayo ezinye neziwabuzelayo. Kusho ukuthi ke esikhundleni sokuthi bamkonze uNkulunkulu bakhonza izithombe, izinto ezidaliwe nje eziyimfanekiso walokho okudaliweyo futhi kakhulu ke esikhathini samanje ke sesibona abantu sebekhonza abantu sebephakamisa abantu aba izoni bewaphakamisa bewakhothamele bewakhonze bewaphakamise bewadumise inkosi uJesu shilo ukuthi kezinsuku zokugcina kuzoba khona abaprofeti abaningi bamanga. Siyakubona ke lokho nanamhlanje abantu bengamkhonzi inkosi uJesu abamphakamisi abamdumisi kodwa kunalokho bayaphakamisa abantu abawadukisayo abawafundisa izifundiso zabo bewaphakamisa bewathuse kodwa lo owabafelayo bengamnaki. Bese verse 24 ithi ngalokhu uNkulunkulu wabanikela ezinkanukweni zezinhliziyo zabo kukho ukungcola bahlazisana imizimba yabo baguqule iqiniso likaNkulunkulu balenza amanga bahlonipha bakhonza okudaliweyo kunomdali ongobongekayo kuze kube phakade. Bazalwane, kalokho uNkulunkulu wabanikela emanyaleni ngoba abazange bamkhonze uNkulunkulu kodwa kunalokho bakhonza okudaliweyo njengalokho bengakunakanga ukumazi uNkulunkulu. uNkulunkulu wabanikela engqondweni yokunganaki ukwenza okungafanele begcwele konke ukungalungi nokonakala nesangaba nobubi begcwele umhawu nokubulala nokuphikisana nenkohliso nobuqili nokuhleba beyizinyevuzi nabazonda uNkulunkulu nezidlova nabazidlayo nabazigabisayo nabaqambi bokubi nabangalaleli abazali nabangenangqondo nabangathembekile nabangenaluthando nabangenasihawu abathi besazi isimiso sokulunga sikaNkulunkulu sokuthi abenze kunjalo bafanele ukufa. Abenzi lokhu kuphela kodwa babuye bavumelana nabakwenzayo izweni nje bazalwane ububi bomuntu. Benza konke okubi babe kwazi ukuthi akufanele futhi bayazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyahlulela abanjalo kodwa abakwenzi kuphela kodwa babuye bavumelana nabakwenzayo. Bese isahluko sesibilike sithi ngakho-ke awunakuzilandulela wena muntu noma ungubani owahlulelayo ngokuba ngalokho owahlulela ngakho omunye uyazilahla wena ngokuba wena owahlulelayo uyakwenza kona lokho nawe. Izwi liyasho ukuthi thina asikwazi ukuhlulela abanye abantu kokuba sonke sonile. Isihloko esahlukeni sisibili sithi bonke abantu baphansi kokwahlulela kukaNkulunkulu abajuda nabahedeni. Sonke siphansi kokwahlulela lukaNkulunkulu inkosi uJesu Washo yena wathi ngizwile kuthiwa ningaphingi kodwa mina ngiyanitshela uma owesilisa ambuke nje wesifazane usephingile amkhanukela usephingile enhlizweni yakhe nizwile kuthiwa ningabulali kodwa mina ngithi uma usho nje kumfowenu ukuthi silima usunecala elingakhisa esihogweni. Ngamanye amazwi-ke bazalwane, asikwazi ukuhlulela abanye, asikwazi ukuhlulela ngisho labo abafebile koba kwathina sakwenza enhlizweni. Asikwazi ukuhlulela ababulali koba kwathina senza okufana ngolimi lwethu. Uyaqhubeka ke acaze la esahlukweni sesibili ukuthi namaJuda ke abakwazi ukusibonga ngomthetho ngoba akubasizi umthetho kuba vele abawagcina abayigcinanga. Kusho ukuthi ngamanye amazwi ukulahla kwabo kukhulu kukhulu kakhulu ngoba iqiniso babelazi umthetho kaNkulunkulu babenalo kodwa noma babenalo abaligcinanga. Futhi ngisho abahedeni abakwazi ukuzilandulela ngoba noma umthetho kaMose umthetho kaNkulunkulu babengenalo kodwa umthetho kaNkulunkulu bekulotshiwe ekulo unembeza wabo. Lokhu nginganivezela nje ukuthi okokuqala okuqonde nama endeni siyakuthola la kuverse 14 ngokuba nxa abezizwe abangenawo umthetho ngokwemvelo benza okomthetho laba bangenawo umthetho bangumthetho wabo ngokwabo babonakalisa ukuthi umsebenzi womthetho lotshiwe ezinhlizweni zabo nonembeza wabo uyafakaza naye imicabango yabo iyamangalelana noma ivuma vunanana kosuku uNkulunkulu okwahlulela ngalo okufihliweyo kwabantu ngokwevangeli lami ngoKristu Jesu. Uthi ke noma bezizwe bengenalo umthetho kodwa umthetho khona kunembeza unembeza wabo uyabalahla unembeza wabo uyabavezela ukuthi lokho abakwenza akulungile. Futhi ke ngeke babe nakho ukusilandulela ngosuku ke bazalwane oluzayo futhi elivutha njengeziko lapho uNkulunkulu uzohlulela bonke abantu kokufihliweyo ngisho okufihliweyo enhlizweni. Kusho ukuthi ngalelo langa kungekho ozokwazi ukuthi asilandulela. Futhi ke akusikho amahedeni kakhulu kuphela kodwa ngisho amaJuda labo ababesiphakamisa ukuthi bona banomthetho ngokuba umthetho akubasizanga ngalutho kokuba bahlulekile ukusigcina. Singafuna nje isihloko umthetho awusizi lutho uma ungagcinwa. Bese isihloko futhi lapho esahlukweni sesibili la kuverse 25 ukusoka kufanele kube ngokusoka kwenhliziyo. Kokuba ukusoka kuyasiza kambe uma ugcina umthetho. Kepha uma kumweqi umthetho ukusoka kwakho kuphenduka ukungasoki. Manje uthi-ke ngamanye amazwi lokho okubonakala ngaphandle kokusoka. Uma kuthi vele umthetho awugcini akukusizi ngalutho. Ngamanye amazwi-ke umthetho ugcina umbhalo womthetho imithetho yemthetho kukusiza ngoba inkinga yomuntu ikuphi inkinga isenhlizweni. Kokuba umJuda akusiye onguye okubonwayo nokusoka akusikho okubonwa enyameni lokho verse 28 kodwa umJuda yilo onguye ngaphakathi nokusoka kungokwenhliziyo kumoya kungengegama ukuthuswa kwakhe kungaveli kubantu kodwa kuNkulunkulu. Niyezwa ke ukuthi ukuba umJuda ke kodwa la kakhulu ke kukhuluma ukuba umthwana kaNkulunkulu uthi akusizi ukuthi uye ngaphandle ngokomthetho uyabona amaJuda babenemthetho yabo ke abanikeza uNkulunkulu yokusokwa nanani kodwa ke izinto ezibonakala ngaphandle kodwa uthi ke uPaul konke lokho akusizi ngalutho uma inhliziyo ingakuqulwanga manje nakithi ke kuyafana singaba nemthetho yethu singaba nemthetho sinezela futhi kuyo leka Mose awusibonakala ngokwesilinganiso sithi sethu awusingasho ukuthi hayi cha lo useyakholwa ke kuba phela awu indlela agqoka ngayo awu indlela afakaza ngayo awu indlela agcine imithetho yebandla awu singamncoma singamncongwa sithi hayi cha lo uselungile kodwa lithini izwi akusizi ukuthi lokho okubonakala ngaphandle kokuba umJuda kakusiye onguye ngokubonwayo nokusoka akusikho okubonwa enyameni kodwa umJuda yilo okuye ngaphakathi nokusoka kwenhliziyo ngomoya ngegama okuthuswa kwakhe kungaveli kubantu kodwa kepha kuNkulunkulu kushuthi akusizi lutho ukuthi abantu besithuse bathi hayi cha usuyikholwa-ke manje hayi usukwenzile-ke konke hawu usubhumile-ke izono zakho hawu cha cha usuqoka kahle-ke manje hayi cha kushuthi usuyikholwa-ke cha lutho konke lokhu cha akusizi ngalutho okusemqoka ukuthi uthini uNkulunkulu ngawe lo obona inhliziyo bese ke siya sasihlukweni sesithathu abajuda banelungelo kunabanye ngokuba banikwe umthetho yebo ke uNkulunkulu wabakhetha isizwe samajuda babe nelungelo kunabanye ngokuba banikezwe umthetho kodwa umthetho ke akubasizanga akubasizanga futhi akwenzanga ukuthi badlule kwabanye abantu siyakufunda ke lokho kuverse 9 abajuda banesono njengabanye kunjani kanti siyabadlula naqana kanye kuba bese sibamangalele abajuda namagreki ngokuthi bonke baphansi kwesono njengokuba kulotshwe ukuthi akakho olungileyo akakho noyedwa akakho oqondayo akakho ofuna uNkulunkulu bonke baphambukile baphenduke imbuqa bonkana akakho owenza okuhle akakho noyedwa umphimbo wabo uyiliba elivulekileyo ngezilimi zabo bayakhohlisa isihlungu sezinyoka siphansi kwezindebe zabo umlomo wabo ugcwele ukuthuka nokubhaba izinyawo zabo zisheshe ukucithikazi incithakalo nosizi kusezindlebeni zabo indlela yokuthula abayazi ukwesaba uNkulunkulu akukho phambi kwamehlo abo bazalwane izwi liyasho ukuthi bonke abantu banje umthetho akubashintshanga akubaguqulanga bazalwane kunalokho kwabenza nje ukuthi babe ngabazenzisi siyakuthola lokho uma sithola abantu labo ababe bambelela kakhulu emthethweni esikhathini senkosi uJesu bekuyibo labo abafarisi nabasadusi ababe gqoka izingubo ezinde babe khuleka imkhuleko eyezwakala kwabanye abantu babe betha ngishicilongo bengakanikela imali ukuze babonakala niyezwa nje inkolo yabo ebelingasekelwa ekholweni kodwa belisekelwa emthethweni bekwenze njani bekukwenza nje ukuthi babe ngabazenzisi Enhlizweni bazalwane begcwele umona, enhlizweni begcwele ukubulala baze babe nomona ngisho ngendodana kaNkulunkulu baze bamba bethela esiphambanweni benakho imithetho yabo bazalwane akubasizanga. Kepha siyazi ukuthi lokho akusho umthetho, ukukhuluma kubo abasemthethweni ukuba yonke imilomo ivinjwe, izwe lonke libe necala kuNkulunkulu kokuba ngemsebenzi. Lokho sikufunde-ke kuvesi 19 esahlukweni sesithathu, sifunda-ke manje kuvesi 20 ngokuba ngemsebenzi yomthetho akukho nyama eya kulungisiswa phambi kwakhe, ngokuba ngomthetho kukhona ukwazi isono, ngokuba ngemsebenzi yomthetho akukho nyama yakulungisiswa phambi kwakhe. Bazalwane, ngokugcina imthetho, ngokwenza izinto eziza esifundiswa zona ukuthi asizenze ukuze silungisiswe phambi kaNkulunkulu, eziyimthetho akusisizi ngalutho. Ngokuba ngemsebenzi yomthetho akukho nyama eyakulungisiswa phambi kwakhe, ngokuba ngomthetho kukhona ukwazi isono. Bazalwane, umthetho ke kuphela okodwa nje umsebenzi womthetho kuyasivezela nje ukuthi siyizoni. KwabaseGalatiya izwe lize lisho ukuthi kulotshiwe emthethweni ukuthi kuqalekisiwe umuntu ongayigcini yonke amazwi yomthetho, abangayigcini yonke. Ngamanye amazwi, umthetho nje kuletha isiqalekiso. Ozamayo ukuphila ngomthetho uzohluleka usuku nosuku, bese-ke umthetho lokho ubethe uthembela kuyo kuzomlahla. Lo mthetho athembela kuye kuzo, uma kuthi unonembeza kuzomvezela kodwa nje ukuthi ngingumhluleki, ngingumoni, ngiyahluleka, ngiyisoni, ngidinga ukhawukelwa uNkulunkulu, ngidinga umusa kaNkulunkulu. Bese-ke kuvesi 21 liyasho ukuthi kepha manje kubonakalise ukulunga okuvela kuNkulunkulu ngaphandle komthetho, kufakazelwa ngumthetho nabaprofeti, ngisho kulunga kukaNkulunkulu ngokukholwa kuJesu Kristu kubo bonke abakholwayo, ngokuba akukho mahluko, ngokuba bonke bonile basilelwe inkazimulo kaNkulunkulu, balungisisiwe ngesihle ngomusa wakhe ngokuhlengwa okukuKristu Jesu. Manje-ke izwi liyasho-ke ukuthi kepha manje kubonakaliswe ukulunga okuvela kuNkulunkulu ngaphandle komthetho. Nakho-ke bazalwane, ukulunga kukaNkulunkulu sizifundile-ke ekuqaleni ukuthi ukulunga kwakhe kuza kanjani. Kuza ngevangeli, kubonakaliswe ngaphandle komthetho. Bazalwane, insindiso itholakala ngaphandle komthetho, kufakazelwa kodwa kumthetho nabaprofeti. Umthetho nabaprofeti kukhomba kuJesu, kodwa akusikho umthetho okusindisayo. Ukulunga akutholakali kokugcina imiyalo, kokugcina imthetho. Ukulunga kutholakala ngokukholwa kuJesu. INkosi Jesu uqobo washo, angizelanga ukuchitha umthetho nabaprofeti, ngodwa ngize ukuthi ngiyigcwalise. Umthetho belikhomba uJesu. Ngisho umthetho le yePhasika, lewundlu lePhasika, konke lokhu bekukhomba kuye iNkosi uJesu, owayiwundlu eliphelele likaNkulunkulu. Ngisho uJohane esho ukuthi bekani, nansi wundlu likaNkulunkulu elisusa izono zezwe. Yena wafeza umthetho nabaprofeti ngokuba wafa ngePhasika, ngesikhathi sekufanele kuhlatshwe iwundlu, waba uye iwundlu eliphelele likaNkulunkulu elahlatshwayo ngenxa yezono zethu. Yena wafa bahlobo, wavuka ngosuku lwesithathu. Futhi ke ngisho aba lamakhosi amaJuda yomthetho bekhomba kuye, ngisho iPentecosti belselikhomba ukuthululwa kukamoya ongcwele. Umthetho nabaprofeti belikhomba nje enkosini uJesu, ngisho yompristi omkhulu kumaHeberu sifunda ukuthi uye inkosi uJesu ongumpristi wethu omkhulu, esingaye ngesibindi esihlalweni somusa ngaye. Kepha manje kubonakaliswe ukulunga okuvela kuNkulunkulu ngaphandle komthetho, kufakazelwa umthetho nabaprofeti, ngisho ukulunga kukaNkulunkulu kwakukholwa kuJesu Kristu kubo bonke abakholwayo. Nakho ke kwambulwa ukulunga kukaNkulunkulu okuvela ngaphandle komthetho, kufakazelwa umthetho nabaprofeti, ngisho ukulunga kukaNkulunkulu ngokukholwa kuJesu Kristu kubo bonke abakholwayo. Ukulunga kukaNkulunkulu, bazalwane, kuza ngokukholwa. Kuza ngokukholwa kubo bonke abakholwayo. Kokuba akukho mehluko, kokuba bonke bonile, basilelwe inkazimulo kaNkulunkulu, balungisisiwe ngesihle ngomusa wakhe ngokuhlengwa okukuKristu Jesu. Akukho mehluko. Sonke sonile, sonke sisilelwe inkazimulo kaNkulunkulu. Ukulunga kwethu okungesikho ukulunga kodwa esingasho thina ukuthi kungukulunga, izwi likaNkulunkulu liyasho ukuthi kuyizidwedwe ezingcolileyo. Sonke sonile, sonke kusifanele ulaka, kodwa siyalungisiswa ngesihle ngesihle ngokukholwa kuJesu bonke abakholwayo. Mhlobo wami, cela ukukubuza ukuthi uyakholwa yini kuJesu? Ithemba lakho lonke lisenkosini uJesu kulokho akwenzele khona esiphambanweni, noma usathembela kukho ukulunga kwakho okuyizidwedwe ezingcolileyo? Usathembela kuzo imithetho owagcinayo? Usathembela kukho imisebenzi yakho ozamayo ukuthi uzilungisise phambi kaNkulunkulu? Usathembela kukho ukuvuma kwakho izono? Usathembela kukho ekuyeni kwakho enkonzweni? Usathembela kukho ukugcina imithetho ethize ngokuthi ubone ukuthi uzingcono kunabanye abantu? Yini othembela kukho? Uthembela kulezo zinto, noma usuthembela ngokupheleleyo kulokho inkosi uJesu akwenzele khona esiphambanweni? Ithemba lakho likuye, uyakholwa yini kuJesu Kristu na? UPaul noSila besejele badumisa kwaba nokuzamazama, ugcini jele ucishe wazibulala, kodwa uPaul bathe ungazibulali sisekhona. Wafika ke thuthumela wawungasezinyaweni zabo, wathi madoda, yini ukuthi okudingakala ukuthi ngikwenze ukuze ngisindiswe na? Bathi kholwa enkosini uJesu, uzosindiswa wena nendlu yakho. Bazalwane, abakholwa enkosini uJesu ibona abasindiswayo. Kushuthi sisindiswa ngokukholwa kuJesu. Bese esahlukweni sesineke useyabuyela ke endabeni ka-Abrahama, esivezele ukuthi ngisho u-Abrahama walungisiswa ngokukholwa. Akazange alungisiswe ngemsebenzi. Isahluko sesine, ngakho ke siyakuthini, uzuzeni u-Abraham ukhokho wethu kokwenyama na? Kuba uma u-Abraham walungisiswa ngemsebenzi unakho ukuzibonga, kodwa phambi kukaNkulunkulu ngokuba umbhalo uthi yini na? Uthi kepho u-Abrahama wakholwa uNkulunkulu kwambalelwa ngokuthi kungukulunga. La magama akhishwa khona lapha kuGenesis, acaphunwa khona kuGenesis. Kepha u-Abrahama wakholwa kuNkulunkulu kwambalelwa ngokuthi kungulunga. U-Abraham walungisiswa kanjani? Ngemsebenzi? Nakanye kodwa walungisiswa ngokukholwa uNkulunkulu. Gisho uDavid bazalwane wabamba imfihlakalo. Njengalokho uDavid esho ngokubusiswa ngomuntu be-6. Ayi, sengiweqisile okunye ake ngiyifunde ke. Verse 4, kepha kusebenzayo umvuzo awubhalelwa ngomusa kodwa ngokwemfanelo, kodwa kungengasebenziyo kodwa ekholwa nguye olungisisa ongamesabi uNkulunkulu, ukukholwa kwakhe kubalelwa yena ukuthi kungukulunga. Kusho ukuthi ke uma kuthi bekuya ngemsebenzi bekuzobhalelwa ngokwezenzo, kepha kongasebenzayo kodwa ekholwa kuye olungisisa ongamesabi uNkulunkulu, ukukholwa kwakhe kubalelwa yena ukuthi kungukulunga. Sorry, uyasho ukuthi uma kuthi besikuthola ngokwemsebenzi bekeke kube umusa kodwa bekuzoba ngokwemsebenzi, kodwa uma sikholwa olungisisa ongamesabi uNkulunkulu, ukukholwa kwakhe kubalelwa yena ukuthi kungukulunga. Njengalokho noDavid esho ngokubusiswa ngumuntu uNkulunkulu embalelwe ukulunga ngaphandle kwemsebenzi, ethi babusisiwe bathethelelwe ize zabo naba bazono zabo zisithekelwe, ubusisi umuntu inkosi engayikumbalela isono. U-Abraham wamukeliswa isithembiso ngokholwa. Bazalwane, izweni indaba. uDavide noma wayemthanda uNkulunkulu, kodwa uDavide bazalwane, uma wayezoma phambi kwesihlalo sokwahlulelwa ngokwemisebenzi yakhe, ubezolahlwa ngoba ube umuntu owaphinga, wayeumuntu ongumbulali, wayengekame. Ngisho u-Abraham uqobo bazalwane wahluleka, waqamba amanga, waba nenkohliso. U-Abraham wenza okuphambene noNkulunkulu. Inkinga-ke uma kuthi uthembele ezenzweni zakho, kudingakala ukuthi uphelela ngokupheleleyo. Kuba uNkulunkulu uphelele, ungcwele, akanasici. Kusho ukuthi ke uma uthi ngifisa ukungena ngemisebenzi yabo yakho, kudingakala uphelele, kanti akekho uphelele. Kunalokho si-opposites okuphelela. Bukani nje uDavide ukuthi wahluleka kangakanani. Bazalwane, uma kuthi sithembele ezenzweni, kukhona kodwa ukulahlwa, ngoba ngemisebenzi yethu asina kukwamukeleka kuNkulunkulu, ngoba imisebenzi yethu mibi. Oyedwa nje fo owake waphila impilo elithandeka kuNkulunkulu, iNkosi uJesu uqobo, uyeyedwa owayenga kwamukeleka kuNkulunkulu ngemsebenzi, iNkosi uJesu. Kodwa thina qa ngemsebenzi kukhona nje ukulahlwa. Mhloba, ngazi ukuthi usathembelini ezenzweni zakho, usashaya nje ihlombe ukuthi hayi mina ngcono kunosibanibani. Uma uwenza kanjalo mhlobo wami, awukakaziboni ngoba ukulunga kwethu kuyizidwedwe ezingcolileyo. Uma uzothembela ezenzweni zakho, uma sithembele ezenzweni zethu, sizofumana nje ukulahlwa. Kodwa uDavid wabamba ngemfihlakalo wathi babusisiwe abathethelelwe izeqo zabo nabazono zabo zithethelelwe. Ubusisi umuntu inkosi engayi kumbalela isono. U-Abraham wamukeliswa isithembiso ngokukholwa. Ake sixhumela ke ekugcineni kwesahluko. Kalokho ke verse 22 kwabalelwa yena ukuthi kungukulunga kepha akulotshwanga ngenxa yakhe yedwa ukuthi kwabalelwa yena kodwa nangenxa yethu esiya kubalelwa khona thina esikholwa kuye owavusa uJesu inkosi yethu kwabafileyo wanikelwa ngenxa yeziphambeko zethu wavuswa ngenxa yokulungisiswa kwethu. Kusho ukuthi ke akubalelwanga nje u-Abraham kuGenesis kodwa nakithi thina esikholwayo kuJesu esikholwa kuye owavusa uJesu inkosi yethu kwabafileyo wanikelwa ngenxa yeziphambeko zethu owavuswa ngenxa yokulungisiswa kwethu. Bazalwane, thina esikholwa ngokupheleleyo ukuthi inkosi uJesu wafela izono zami ingakho ngithethelelwa. Inkosi uJesu wavuka ingakho ngilungisisiwe. Kokukholwa lokho bazalwane, siyalungisiswa kusibalelwa ukuthi ngukulunga hayi ngemsebenzi yethu kodwa kuba sikholwa kuye osebenzile owathi esefe esiphambanweni wamemeza wathi kufeziwe. Wayesefeze konke, wafela izono zethu, kwathethelelwa izono zethu. Ngesikhathi efa esiphambanweni, kwarhephula ngisho iketenisi ebelihlukanisa ubungcwelengcwele ethempelini nengxenye enye yethempeli. Le ketenisi ebelisihlukanisa nobungcwele bukankulunkulu yahlephulwa. Kala kuleso sizathu ke bazalwane sesingangena siye sihlalweni somusa ngesibindi koba wasilungiseleli indlela sesiyakwamukeleka kuNkulunkulu sesingasondela kuNkulunkulu kokuba sithethelelwe asisenasono silungisisiwe sesingabalungileyo phambi kukaNkulunkulu. Indaba esimanga bazalwane levangeli lenkosi yethu uJesu Kristu. Ngibona ukuthi hayi isikhathi selihambile. Mhlambe ke okwanamhlanje singagcina khona lapho. Uma inkosi isiza ngokuzayo, mhlambe qhubekela phambili kule ndaba elisimanga levangeli lenkosi yethu uJesu Kristu. Bahlobo bami, mhlobo wami, cela ukukubuza siya ngasekuphethweni. Ithemba lakho usulibekile kokupheleleyo enkosini uJesu. Usubonile nje ukuthi ungumoni. Usubonile ukuthi akukho engiphethe ezandleni zami. Engingaletha kuye. Isacingela nje iculo la engithanda ukuthi nginifunde la yona. Ngesingisi elithi, Rock of Ages cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Dwala elangifelayo kuwe angisazi amagama yesizulu kodwa ngiyasifihla kuwe. Bazalwane, nikhumbule indaba kaMose efisa ukumbona uNkulunkulu. UNkulunkulu wathi, Mose akeke ungibone kuba akekho umuntu ongabona uNkulunkulu aphile. Kodwa uNkulunkulu wathi, ngizokudalela isu Mose idwala angazi ngesiZulu kuthiwani, but there was a rock that was cleft pele phukiwe idwala, kwadingala ukuthi acashe khona edwaleni okungumfanekiso bazalwane wenkosi uJesu, yena owahlatshwayo, owalinyazwa, owahetshulwa ngenxa yobubi bethu, kuye kuphele singacasha kuye. Izwi iculo ke lithi Rock of Ages cleft midwala elangifelayo, kuwe ngiyacashela kuwe. Lithi, let the water and the blood from thy riven side which flowed, O be of sin the double cure, cleanse me from its guilt and power. Kwangathi amanzi negazi aphume ehlangothini lakho elaphulwayo ngenxa yami. Kwangathi kungalaphe isono kabili, kususe icala, kususe namandla yesono. Uthi, nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. Akukho engiphethe ezandleni zami, bazalwane, akukho engingalethe engingiphethe ezandleni zami. Okwami, bazalwane, ukuhluleka ukumdumaza uNkulunkulu. Bazalwane, ngiziphakamisa ngokulunga kwami okuyidwedwe phambi kaNkulunkulu. Ngibe nakho ukubukela phansi abanye abantu ngithi ngilungile, kodwa uma sekuhlolwa uNkulunkulu, bazalwane, kuyihlazo lami, kushuthi akukho engingaphathe ezandleni zami. Kuphela engingakwenza ngingabambelela ngezandla ezimbili esiphambanweni sikaKristu. Iculo liqhubeka-ke ngithi, ngiza kuwe ngihambaze ukuze ungibathise. Bazalwane, sihambaze thina sinehlazo, kodwa yena ongazange abe nesono, ongazange akuzange kumfanele ihlazo, walenga nqu unesiphambanweni ukuze simbathiswe thina kokulunga kwakhe nangenkazimulo yakhe. Indaba ezimanga zevangeli, bazalwane, uthi, helpless look to thee for grace. Ngingenalo ithemba, ngingenakho ukusiza, kodwa ngibubheka nje kuwe. Umusa kuphela okungangisiza. Ngingcolile, kodwa ngiyaphephela kuso umthombo wegazi. Uthi, ngihlanze msindisi wami, uma ngangihlanzanga ngizokufa, futhi impela uma ngingazihlanzanga sizokufa ukufa kwenku naphakathi esihogweni. Iyaqhubeka iculo, bazalwane, lithi, noma izinyembezi zami bezingaboboza njalo, ngeke kungisize ngalutho. Uwe ofanele uhlanze, ongisindise uwe wedwa. Ngisho, not the labor of my hands can fulfill thy law's demands. Umsebenzi wezandla zami begeke zifeze okudinga okudingakala ukugcwalisa umthetho wakho. Noma bengingaba nakho ukushisekela okungapheliyo, noma izinyembe zami bezingakopha njalo inkunaphakade ngeke zilethe ukuthethelelwa kwezono futhi ngeke zisuse izono. Uwe ofanele usindise wena wedwa. Bazalwane, nansi indaba yisimanga senkosi uJesu wasifelayo. Ngicela ukukubuza ke mhlobo, ithemba lakho usulibekile kuye owakufelayo esiphambanweni. Ithemba lakho silibekile kuye. Akudingakala lutho mhlobo kunye. Phele asinalutho kunye. Christ is our only hope. There is no other hope. Asikwazi ukuthembela kithi, asikwazi ukuthembela ngomunye umuntu. Yena yedwa olithemba lethu. Kodwa yena impela wasifela. Wagcwalisa okudingakala kalwa ngomthetho. Wafeza konke. Ngenxa yakhe akusadingakali ukuthi thina sigcine umthetho. Akusadingakali ukuthi siphile phansi komthetho. Yena uyigcinile. Okudingakala ukuthi sikholwa kuye. Sithembela kuye. Ngokuthembela kuye siyathola ukuthethelelwa kwezono. Sithola ukulungisiswa. Sithola ukuthi sibe kwamukeleka kuNkulunkulu. Uma iNkosi ivuma, sizoqhubeka ke kokulandelayo. Sizothinta nalokhu ukuthi abanye bayasho ukuthi hawu, kusho ukuthi uma kuthi asekho phansi komthetho, uma kuthi sesilungisiswa ngokukholwa, futhi nalapho kuvame khona isono, kwavama khona kakhulu umusa, hawu kusho ukuthi singaphila nje mathanda. Cha bazalwane, hhayi nakanye. Kodwa sizokubukisisa uma iNkosi ivuma ngokuzayo. Ngiyabonga bazalwane, iNkosi ibe nani, nibusise. Ngicela sivale nje amehlo. Baba wethu sezulwini, ngiyabonga kakhulu ukuthi ungisizile namhlanje. Uyazi ukuthi acishe ngangashumayeli le nkonzo, le ntshumayelo, bengibona ngingenamandla. Kanti ngisibona, ngisifice ngimthaka kakhulu namhlanje, benginobuhlungu ngisho emzimbeni. Cishe ngayeka, kodwa ngiyabonga ukuthi wangisiza, wanginikeza amandla ukuthi ngagcine ngakushumayela. Ngiyabonga kakhulu ukuthi ungisizile. Nkosi ngiyabonga kakhulu. Nkosi ngiyacela ukuthi uzambule le ndaba elimnandi. Uzambule kithina sonke. Bese usize Nkosi ukubambelela kuwe ngokukholwa. Ngiyacela Nkosi usize. Siza nabantu Nkosi abaphansi komthetho nanamhlanje. Abazama ukuthi basindise ngomthetho, ngemizamo, ngemisebenzi yabo. Cela Nkosi bavula amehlo, babone ukuthi lokho akuzobasiza ngalutho. Kodwa kunalokho kuzobalethela nje isiqalekiso nokulahlwa. Nkosi bayeke le mthetho yabo. Nkosi babambelela kuwe wena wedwa osindisayo. Nkosi sisize. Cela usebenze ngaphezu kwalokho esingacela. Noma esingacabanga ngenxa yegama lakho. Cela usambulele Nkosi imfihlakalo levangeli lakho. Amen.